ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ. This is the ARRL audio news for Friday, July 18th, 2025. There is a new addition to Studio One at W1AW, a complete station of the latest gear from Flex Radio, including a Flex 8600 Signature Series SDR transceiver, a Meister C control console, Power Genius XL, PGXL amplifier, and Radio Sport RS60CF headset. The equipment is the latest addition to W1AW, which hosts a complement of equipment in each of three operating studios under rotating agreements with major amateur radio manufacturers. During his visit to present the station to ARRL on Wednesday, July 16, 2025, Flex Radio Chief Technology Officer Stephen Hicks, N5AC, described the station as an addition for the benefit of ARRL members and all visitors to W1AW. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, and CEO David Minster, NA2AA, were on hand to receive the equipment on behalf of ARRL. The Flex 8600 provides all of the latest features that we have, said Hicks, and with all the Flex radios, they are continuously being upgraded, so we have software releases on an ongoing basis and add features and functionality to it. ARRL members can come in here and try this equipment out and get used to it. ARRL Director of Marketing and Innovation Bob Enderbenson, NQ1R, expressed gratitude for the collaboration with Flex Radio, saying, "We're grateful to have W1AW equipped with a full Flex Radio station, allowing members and visitors to operate and enjoy this current generation technology when they come to experience the latest in amateur radio innovation." Enderbenson explained that ARRL's partnership with Flex Radio is an ongoing arrangement with manufacturing, highlighting a shared commitment with the industry to advance amateur radio by offering a hands-on experience to W1AW visitors. Hicks and his Flex Radio colleague, Tony Brock Fisher, K1KP, also provided a highly informative presentation to ARRL staff on the forthcoming Flex Radio Aura series of 500-watt SDR transceivers. Their talk highlighted the radio's innovation use of polar modulation to address intermodulation distortion, a common challenge in linear amplification methods, while also reducing power consumption and heat generation.